快爱上 Alert
and Andaria
and we are
Dialert。
Hello everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of our new show.
Today we are going to talk about
England!
So, everyone knows England for a reason or another. The double-decker buses, the red telephone boxes, but most importantly,
the royal family!
So, what do we know about the royal family?
The Queen. Queen exactly. Elizabeth II.
Mostly the Queen, yes.
Yeah, seems like she's the only Queen in this world. But she's not.
Yes, exactly. She's definitely the most famous queen.
She's the most famous queen.
Well, what do we know about her? Her face
and
is
the
on
most
the...
stylish queen. Mm.
Well, they're not the richest, but yes, one of the most stylish. Her face is on most English currency. Yeah, about everything. And what we all know about the Queen, but the Queen is also obviously the central focus of our national anthem that's called God Save the Queen. And so is
Sex Pistols, God Save the Queen.
Enjoy. Song, Daria, what would you like to talk about?
I would like to talk about music. England, it's also famous for its bands. I don't know how to.
Yeah.
For example, the Beatles. Everyone knows who are the Beatles.
More or less, the whole world has heard of them.
Yeah, more or less.
Pink Floyd, very famous English band. We love Pink Floyd.
Six Beatles.
Of course, as we just listened to their song.
Rolling Stones.
Oh yeah, that's true. Really good band. Anyway, all music that most of it isn't really famous now, because the bands nowadays in England are a bit lacking One Direction. Anyway, I must say that most of the most famous English bands are the ones that were active in the past, right?
Yeah.
Well, what do you say about this?
I don't really like the Beatles, because I find their songs a bit annoying. Don't know, their lyrics are boring for me.
I'm not too keen on the Beatles, well, mostly because it was practically...
I like more the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, me too. But my not particular dislike, but sort of indifference towards the Beatles was mostly transmitted by my mother, who really doesn't like the lead singer, and because he is a bit arrogant. But that's
he was.
Yeah.
That's one of the... it's one of the reasons I don't like the Beatles.
Yeah, that's very comprehensible, because that's my same reason as well. And speaking of the Beatles, we chose to delight your ears with one of their songs, and one of their most famous songs. It's called Let It Be. Enjoy.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom.
guys! Did you like the song? Yeah?
We and didn't! Now. Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, now we're going to talk about the most
wonderful
magical thing about, the England, and this is Harry Potter.
Yes, Harry Potter, my favorite books, some of my favorite films, and just my life,
a favorite story.
So, what do you like about Harry Potter?
I like the storyline,
everything.
And I like the idea of Joan Rowling, and most of all I like the fact that Joan Rowling had this wonderful idea to talk about
a normal
things, but
with a little magical twist.
Yeah.
And just how someone really normal who thought their life was nothing but a disgrace, practically, because growing up with a family that doesn't particularly like you can always be, well, heavy going, especially when you're a child.
A little bit strange family. Weird.
Yeah, very weird family.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just that she builds up this idea of someone normal.
She builds up a new world.
Yeah, a new world that's right in front of us, but we don't see it. Yeah. Because we're muggles, very sadly. And anyway, I really like everything about it. I even like how the book is written, because it is written really, really well. She has great skills. And the films were done really well, even though some things, of course, you have to miss out the details, otherwise you'd have
ages
of film. But still, I just find it so... Yeah, it's just so... It's part of my childhood as well, because I grew up watching Harry Potter, because it was just everything you could ever love about a film was there. Anyway, yeah. So...
Which house are you in?
I took a test, because there's this online quiz.
In Pottermore.
Yeah, I think it's that. And I turned out really, really close between Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw. It was about like 68 and 65%. And since it was... No, not Ravenclaw, sorry, I'm an idiot. I'm my brother was Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw, I was Hufflepuff and Gryffindor. But since I was so close, it was Hufflepuff on top and then Gryffindor. But since I was so close, I just... Gryffindor for me, thank you very much. What house are you in?
I am 100% Slytherin.
That's the way to do it. Anyway, after this lovely, heartwarming and nostalgic talk about our beloved...
Lovely story about Harry Potter.
This loved world. Anyway... We have to say goodbye, because this is the end of our very first episode, as we said.
And we
hope you enjoyed it, because this is a new thing we're trying out. And yeah, so...
Hope you enjoy.
And if you did, we'll hear you next month.
Bye!